Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back for the Word of God again today and be with you. And we hope that you enjoy today our scripture reading and what discussion that we do on it. But we're thinking a little bit today about the great tribulations and the things that are coming. And many people feel maybe that the church or folks will come out of it. It maybe have no problem, but the Lord is with His children, and the Lord will be with them wherever they are, whenever they go and have their problem. But there will be some people to overcome, as they always have. But the good thing about it is, and what we're looking to especially, is the latter part after this life, when we reach the other side. When we think about the Apostle Paul talking about that he died daily, many people don't really realize the meaning or what it takes for people to serve God, but it takes a person devoted and their life devoted to the Lord. And we trust today that we, as we come to you with the scripture and with the Word of God, that it will be edification to you. But there's a time a coming that if you're shielded or if you're protected after this life, you'll have to have the Lord in your life for sure. It would be so much better if you spend your life today, live for God while you're in this life, because the time is coming when no man will be left on earth, and there'll be some go to heaven and some will fail according to the scripture. I'm reading today from the 12th chapter of Daniel. Let's begin at the first verse. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." So then, when the time comes, and time comes for us to leave here, and after the many things that maybe that's been upon us that we have overcome, there'll be some that have gone on, no doubt, but that has suffered some persecution. But I'd hate to come before the Lord realizing that I'd went by on the flowery beds of ease and failing that maybe to just a little overcoming. I realize this, that anything that would come upon me or upon you, if the Lord is not there, we're in trouble. But I believe in those days that the Lord will look out for us. Second verse, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Just briefly, I'd like for us to turn to the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, and read what John saw in Revelation. "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulations, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes." So, my friends, today there is something great coming one of these days for that man and woman that serve God. There's something beautiful after this life for the man and the woman that serves God. Let's read on now in the 12th chapter of Daniel. "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on the other side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held in his right hand and his left hand unto the heavens, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the powers of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in the lot at the end of the days. Now, according to this scripture, and according to Daniel, the time is coming upon you and me. There's a time coming upon the people that are lost. But the time that you and I have, if we are Christians, if you're not a Christian today, my friends, you're with this scripture where it said many shall be purified if you're a Christian, made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So this scripture clearly divides out again the two ways that we've been talking about all the way through. One way is for the Lord, one way is for Satan. Let me beg, let me earnestly entreat you, may I beseech you by the word of God, that you will give your life to God, that you will come to the Lord. Talking specially, these programs, if I could be of any edification to a man and a woman that are Christians, if I could do anything to help them, that they might be able to live for God more, have more understanding, I'd like to. But these programs are for the people that are lost, people that don't know the Lord, and to get before them that there's a way to live. All my friends today, that we could come before God with a personal, know the Lord personally, know him as he would have us know him, as an individual, as a child of God, as a father would be with their children, for their wants and their cares. These are the things that I would like to get over to this person that's lost. It's a wonderful thing to be a child of God. It's a wonderful thing to know God. Most of all, it's a wonderful thing to know that after this life, that we'll be able to inherit the blessings of God, where that he'll wipe the tears from our eyes, where that there'll be no more sickness, there'll be no more death. It'll be well worth living for the Lord. But as this scripture teaches, and nearly all the scriptures that teach it, bless your heart, they teach a good way, and they teach a way of being lost. And let's go back now and just rehearse just a little bit. This the first and second, maybe through the third verse. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So then every man and every woman that their name are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Isn't this a wonderful thought to know today that there is a hope for a man to have his name written down where no man can erase but the Lord? Now, where no man can erase but you, really, because that person that's a serving God, they don't have to fail God. That person that's a serving God can live a life of joy and peace here on earth. Why, these 46 years that I've had the Holy Ghost, I've had, oh yes, we have some problems, we have some pull downs, but through faith we overcome them. And here's another scripture. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. So, my friends, today, the Word of God teaches repentance to these people, and every man and every woman sometime in their life becomes accountable for their sins. Repent. Get yourself fixed with the Lord. Know how that you stand with the Lord, because today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to seek God in the days that the Lord is coming back, and not many days hence. So, my friend, today, do everything that you can to get your life fixed up and straightened out with the Lord, because the time is coming, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the star forever and ever. So there's a time in every man's life, I feel in my heart, that God is knocking. I feel today that there's someone that's listening to me that the Lord is trying to get to, and trying to get you to turn your ways and turn from the ways of sin. And as I've read the scriptures, and I know that that we've drifted back and forth, but as I've read these scriptures to you today, this time is coming. There's coming a time when the man and the woman that has lived for the Lord, the man and the woman that has served God, is going to get to go and go be with Jesus forevermore. And I realize that there's a time for that man and that woman that fails God, that there's a time coming when they're going to have to go in a direction according to the scriptures. Now, there's been many people said, well, there's never been no proof. Everyone is talking about one thing and another. There's never been any proof that anyone has went to, or knows about torment. My friends, if you'll turn to the 16th chapter of Luke, and you'll read there where the Lord spoke of Lazarus and the rich man. He did not call that a parable. He said there was once a man, a rich man, and of course Lazarus was someone that was known. And according to the scriptures, Lazarus had died, and when he died, he was carried by the angel to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was buried, and in hell lift up his eyes. Being tormented, he looked across and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, and he began to cry out to Abraham to send Lazarus, that he might tip his finger in water, that he might cool his tongue. And Abraham, of course, told him. This is something that was told by the Lord. And there's no question but what that this to me is just as real as you and I living today. But the rich man told him, he said, if you won't send him, that he might do that. I've got five brothers back home. Will you send him that he might tell them of this place? Abraham told him, said he has Moses. They have Moses and the prophets. If they won't hear Moses and the prophet, they wouldn't hear one, though he had rose from the dead. My friends, today, God has ordained ministers of God trying to tell you, trying to explain the scriptures, and will you please make it right with God? Receive the Holy Ghost before time runs out. May God bless you is our prayer today. Our Father, we thank you for this privilege. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that has listened. And we ask you, Father, that you'd reach out on the sick and the afflicted and those, Lord, that might be bound by spirits. Touch them, Lord, by thy divine hand. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.